Man, people crazy out these streets, bro. I've been grinding since I was like 15 with this music, bro. I've learned that I can't please everybody. And there's been a lot of love, but there's also been misunderstanding, hate, and this box they put me in. And it makes them uncomfortable if I'm not in it.
DJ KJ.
And I ain't in it.
What's up? Welcome back to I Went Out. I'm Manny.
I'm Nick.
And today is Friday, so of course we have a fun topic. Mentioned last week that we may have a chance to go out and try a few black-owned restaurants, and so Nick and I was able to do that last weekend. So today we're going to talk about that. But before we get into it, just a reminder to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Leave a rating, a review. That's always helpful for us. But it's also helpful for you so that you don't miss out on any episodes when they drop. All right, so the first spot that we went to last week was Ooz and Oz. It's a restaurant in D.C. We went to the location, the original location on U Street, but they also have a bigger location off Georgia Avenue. This particular location, Guy Fieri from the Food Network with his show Triple D went there years ago. And so I took Nick there to experience the beauty of Ooz and Oz. So, Nick, what was your first impressions?
First of all, it was amazing. This like the second we got out of the car and you start walking up U Street to it, like you can just smell soul food.
Yeah,
and my soul was happy. I started going ooh, and like now I see where they got their name from. Yeah. Ooz and Oz, like that's how it leaves you.
Yes, sir.
You start off that way before you even eat the food.
Yeah.
And I mean, I knew once we got there and I saw the line, I was like, oh, okay, we're about to have some good food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing. It's the restaurant on the outside is nothing to like write home about. It's just a normal hole in the wall restaurant. But man, the second you get in there,
you're in the right place.
Looked amazing.
Yeah.
The fried chicken, they had some mumbo sauce, it looked like going. Mm-hmm. Like they got to. You're in DC, you better have mumbo sauce.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
just their everything in there looked amazing. Mm-hmm. So I think I end up getting the before I get into what I got, I mean, you can see it was clearly it's a amazing spot because they have like a wall of fame of all the celebrities, all the politicians, everybody that's basically ever walked through their doors who is somebody is on that wall.
Bill Clinton, I think, was on there.
You had a couple of Baltimore people down there, so you know they're crossing territory coming to this spot.
Ray Lewis, I think, so on there.
Yep.
Bunch of Redskins players, of course.
Oh yeah. My boy LeVar was on there.
Yeah. Bunch of rappers.
And yep. Yeah. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And so I ended up, and I was it was tough because I really wanted the fried chicken.
Yeah.
But I knew we were going to a chicken place after, so I was like, man, I'm definitely going back to get some fried chicken from that spot.
Yeah, got to.
But I ended up getting their, what is it? It's like country meatloaf and collard greens and their mac and cheese. The collard greens, the best collard greens I'd ever had were at a little hole in the wall barbecue spot down in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
And it was literally a grandma spot where she was just cooking up the meanest food ever.
Mm-hmm.
And until we went to Ooz and Oz, that was the best collard greens I ever had. Like their collard greens that night were the best I've ever had.
Yeah.
Had just the right amount of salt, had just the right amount of flavor. Like it was just the best collard greens I had.
Yeah.
And the mac and cheese is out of this world.
Yeah.
And then the meatloaf, like I probably should have gotten something else. The meatloaf was still solid though. Like I got done eating the meatloaf, I was like, that was delicious.
Yeah.
Best meatloaf I've had. So and I'm not usually like a meatloaf getter, so I don't even know why I went that. I think I went that route because it was like one of the cheaper things on the menu,
okay,
and I knew I was gonna be spending some more money.
Yeah.
Another restaurant, I was like, I wanna go crazy. Because I was really looking at their they had like their rib tips or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Like those look really good, but they were like $20. I'm like, I can't spend $20 here today and then go spend another.
They get a little expensive for dinner.
Yeah. But it was good, man. I mean, the service was great. That lady at the desk, like, you know, I mean, it was hot in there.
Yeah.
I mean, she could still smile, still talk, and you know, after dealing with all the customers, like there was a butt ton of customers ahead of us, and she was still friendly, had a smile on her face when. I mean, that place is amazing. Like, you get the chance, I highly recommend going to Ooz and Oz. I'm definitely going back out there more than once.
Yes. So. Yeah, and you know you're in the right kind of soul food place when they have pots that look like they've been passed down from generation to generation.
And the one was low to the top of collard greens.
Yeah.
like overflowing.
Yes. Yeah, man. Yeah. No, when you go in there, it's when you go to the one on U Street, just expect a long line.
Yep.
It is a very small building, but the food is laid out, man.
Yeah.
Chicken. Out there, you got your collards out there, You can't EM, just the whole nine yards. Whatever you know that soul food is, they yeah. have it, man. So I got the that night I got the fried croaker.
Yeah.
Which I loved it from there. I've gotten that before. It's very good. Got some collard greens. And it was actually my first time tasting their candy yams.
Okay.
And I am very particular about that because so many people like to use actual canned yams.
Mm.
And I can tell anytime that they're canned. And even those who don't use canned, like they just don't get the balance right.
Yeah.
By far the best yams I've had.
Remember you texted me that
from,
that night.
Yeah, from an actual restaurant.
Okay.
Like, because I was like, nobody makes them like my grandmother. My grandmother's not even a great cook, but she just knows how to make yams. And, yeah, those were legit. I was mad that I didn't get, like, a bigger portion of those because I love yams, man. So,
yeah
that was legit. So, one thing I really like about Uzna's, because one of my biggest gripes with soul food restaurants is that they use so much salt.
Mm.
But Uzna's, like, they have this restraint with their salt.
Yeah.
And sodium. And so, like, even in the fried food and stuff, you just, it's not just, like, smothered with salt yeah. and stuff, so.
You don't feel like you need to take a drink every 5 seconds with yeah. all the salt your intake.
Yeah, they do a good job at that, so, yeah, I've had their fish, the croaker, I definitely recommend. Their sides are all good. I've had their fried shrimp. That's really good, too.
Yeah.
So
that was my other option I was going to go with that night, was the shrimp and grits.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to eat the shrimp and grits and go to another spot. Or there's no way I'm going to go to this spot and be able to eat the shrimp and grits when I get home.
Right, right.
Because that's heavy. That's sitting in my stomach heavy, but it looks solid. That's my next goal.
Yeah.
That and the fried chicken.
Yep. So that is definitely a place you got to check out if you're in D.C.
Yeah.
I would recommend go to the original location just to get the whole vibe and feel of Oohs and Ahs. In the future, if you do want to go to, like, and sit down when they are able to have people sit down, try out the one off Georgia Avenue. That's a little further out, further, like kind of deeper in D.C.
Yeah.
But they have upstairs seating, I think a little bit of downstairs dining. It's a bigger location.
Yeah.
Same quality of food, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cool thing about that little ship right there, too, as we were walking out that night, I realized, like, that each basically, I think all the businesses right there, except for maybe one or two, mm-hmm. it had a black-owned sticker in it. So it was really cool to see that strip, all the black-owned businesses on that strip. That was cool.
We need to make that needs to be made mandatory for businesses in general now. Just have a black owned for those who are black owned.
Yeah.
So we know that you're black owned.
Yeah.
Get yourself a little sticker. Yeah. Yep. So that we can support. Amen. Especially nowadays, like where people are really trying like find some places, you know, because there's a few places I didn't even know were black owned that I've gone to a lot. You mm-hmm. know, like this next place, The Rub, that's underneath Hen Quarter off King Street. Gone to Hen Quarter a bunch of times. Did not know that place was black owned.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. So, what were your first impressions of The Rub?
That I thought you were taking me to Hen Quarter again. I did not. For some reason, it never processed my mind that it was directly under Hen Quarter.
Literally.
And I was like, all right, man, well, I'll definitely get something different this time because I don't remember them seeing. And then I realized when we walked upstairs, I was like, oh, this is a legitimately different restaurant.
Yeah.
So same thing. It's a lot more of a, which I'm sure it's different some nights of the week, but we got there a little later, so it was mm-hmm. a lot more chill there.
Yeah.
Wasn't a crazy line.
Right.
So I was like, okay, cool. And their mm-hmm. menu, I mean, it's not a exhaustive, it looks like it's a pretty straightforward menu.
Oh yeah.
And of course I went and got the Nashville hot mm-hmm. chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Which was delicious.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it was the best Nashville hot chicken I've ever had.
Yeah.
But locally, it's the best Nashville chicken I've ever had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was solid. I loved it. Again, I love the atmosphere. The fries, the hot fries?
Yeah.
Those were good.
Yeah.
And again, I didn't go crazy. Like, there was so much on the menu I actually wanted to try, but I didn't go crazy because I knew I had Oohs and Ahs waiting in the car when I got home. So I kept, which I guess is not really self-control because I still had a chicken sandwich and then ate that food I ate when I got home, but I ate the chicken sandwich and it was solid, so
yeah,
no complaints there. I'm definitely gonna go back there as well.
Yeah, I agree, that's definitely the best locally I've had
of
the hot chicken sandwich, because it's hard to find a lot of places that even sell the hot chicken sandwich. I know we've gone through this phenomenon with Popeyes
yeah
having theirs and stuff, but you know, it's not a lot of places that do the Nashville hot chicken sandwich. But of the few that I've tried in this area, that's definitely
okay
up there, man.
Yeah,
and I like the fact they do the hand cut fries. I'm a big fry person.
Yep.
They do the hot fries. The hot fries are legitimately spicy.
They are.
Yeah.
I think they were spicier than my Nashville hot chicken sandwich was.
Yeah, those things are legitimately hot.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with those if you get that.
Amen.
Yeah. But now I know, like, so we got to go try a few other black places, black-owned restaurants. There's a few right near the Rub. One of them I think I was telling you about called Hot Dogs. H-A-U-T-E.
Yeah, you were telling me on the way there.
Yeah, they do hot dogs, like locally sourced meat and stuff.
Okay.
They make their own buns, like it's a unique looking bun. They even do like vegan and vegetarian hot dogs. Really weird. But they also, I mean, they do burgers, locally sourced beef and stuff. I'm a big burger fan. Their burgers are actually legit. And then, and nothing on their menu is super expensive other than the lobster roll, which I have not tried yet. Of course, you know, lobster.
It's expensive.
Going to be expensive.
Yep.
They do fish and chips. I haven't tried that yet. But
I love a good basket of fish and chips.
I have to try it from there to see how it is. But their burgers have been legit. I'm not a big hot dog eater, so I haven't tried that. My mom did try the vegetarian one. She liked that.
Okay.
But I've been there several times now for the burger, and that'd definitely be when I want a cheap, you know, easy, quick burger. I'll probably go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a. I think I just saw it recently that I want to try. It's in Waldo. I think it's like an Ethiopian, restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love food like that. So yeah. I'm really curious. I gotta look into it a little more. But I think it opened right as the virus took place, so I don't know if they actually survived the virus, like, you know, they're all shutdowns, but I'm curious to try that out. And I know there's a soul food spot here in Waldorf as well.
Yeah.
I think Ariel has been there a few times.
Okay.
Another spot I would like to try, and
yeah,
I mean, it's local, so
yeah,
right in our backyard, local.
Right. Yeah, there's classic soul food place, and I don't know what that area is considered. If you go straight down 210 going towards D.C., I think that's going towards Southeast D.C.
Okay, yeah.
Or whatever. It's this place called Henry's Soul Food Cafe.
Okay.
If you ever want some good sweet potato pie, that's like hands down the best sweet potato pie in the area.
Okay.
Like hands, and it's known, they're known for their sweet potato pie.
Amen.
That's the spot, man, for that.
Sweet potato pie is where it's at.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like, I hate. I know people have always made, well, I thought this was pumpkin pie. I was like, no. How dare you?
Yeah.
Mix the two up. They're completely different.
Completely different. Yeah.
First of all, if you look at this and think this is pumpkin pie, then your eyes are messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not the same.
Yes.
But yeah, I think somebody was telling me, so I love like Caribbean style food.
Okay.
I was actually talking to my neighbor yesterday, and she's from Trinidad. And I was telling him, I went to a restaurant recently, locally called That Jerk, which it's not like a smaller, like there's a few locations.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good, but their roti is not.
Okay.
It's not like the standard Caribbean style roti that I'm used to having with like the crushed up chickpeas and all that. And it's she was telling me there's a place close to you in Fort Washington, she said, that has some out of this world roti and Caribbean food. She couldn't remember the name of the place.
Okay. There's like two near me. So I know the one that's near the Safeway in Fort Washington. There's a Caribbean place near the Safeway. I don't know the name of it. It used to be another Caribbean place there. The original Caribbean place was off the charts.
Okay.
The one that's currently there is not the same.
Like, gotcha.
It's just not the same. But there is another one. I think it's Livingston Road. It's like literally right next to Fort Washington's post office.
Okay.
They do Caribbean food, and their Caribbean food is really good.
Okay.
So
we have to make a trip out there someday, cause I.
Yeah. Their Caribbean food is really good. Okay. I don't go there that often, cause I think I was telling you one of my mother's parents of her preschoolers, they are Jamaican, and they give us food.
Yeah, you get the hookup.
Yeah, we get the hookup all the time. So it's like I don't even really need to go anywhere. They just, I mean, they bring the whole nine yards.
That's why I love when Ariel's like, "Hey, I got some beef patties." Like, cool. Yeah. I'll take them. Are they spicy ones too? Yep. All right.
Yep. That's right.
So,
yeah, man.
And we still got to do our ice cream episode.
Yeah.
Review some ice cream spots.
Yeah.
So
we gotta go. I guess we gotta go to Landon's. That's yep. black owned.
Yep.
Out here, and then the other spot that he's not. He's he has a permanent location off King, not off King Street, but in Alexandria. But he's right now. He's working from his food truck, so he's still like. Sometimes he's there, and sometimes he's like around in different areas, in the general area. His thing, his food truck is called Goodies.
Okay.
But he just purchased this. It used to be literally an ice house in Alexandria. It's like all brick, and it says ice. And so he's still renovating it. It's like a really like pretty cool looking place. It's gonna be dope when he finishes it, you know, finishes okay. it up. But yeah, so he parks his truck out there immediately. When he parks, man, he sells out of his stuff in like an hour. It's okay. ridiculous. But I mean, ice cream sandwiches. Even does donuts and stuff. Amen. So solid stuff.
Amen.
It's this other one other spot that I tried in Temple Hills. It's called it's a smoothie spot, but they also do roadies. I haven't tried it.
Okay.
But they do it. I think the owner is actually Jamaican.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it's good. I have to try that.
You say a smoothie spot that does roadies. That's interesting.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
intrigued now.
Yeah, they do. So they name a lot of their smoothies of cities in PG County. So like the smoothie that I tend to get the most is the Bowie.
Okay.
And it's like strawberry banana. I think they put like a little bit of pineapple or something like that in it.
Okay.
It's interesting, but it's really good. I'm from Fort Washington. They don't have a Fort Washington smoothie. What they have is a waffle, a vegan waffle, that's called the Fort Washington waffle that I haven't eaten because I don't do vegan stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, why a vegan Fort
I don't know.
Washington?
They got to get themselves a Fort Washington smoothie.
Something. Fort Washington is not, like, when yeah. I think of Fort Washington, I lived in Fort Washington for a while. I was like, that's my first thing that comes to mind is not vegan.
Yeah.
So.
But their smoothies are pretty solid.
Okay.
The smoothies are good. And then they also have this guy, his business, I think it's called Spice or something like that.
Okay.
It's another black, he's a chef, a private chef. He comes in maybe like 3 times a week and he does like a short menu. So I think like last week he did crab cakes and some type of salmon dish. So I haven't tried that stuff yet. I have to get there and try it. He just closes so early, man. He closes like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Oh,
something
I
like
got
that.
You.
Yeah.
So he closes down right like in the middle of dinner rush.
I know.
All right.
But yeah, his smoothies are solid.
Okay. And definitely. What's the place called?
It's called it's a weird name.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't think of it.
I'm just gonna have to come to your spot one day after you get
yeah,
home.
Yeah.
We'll just have to go over.
I don't know. Let me look it up. Spizzy's. It's called Spizzy's.
Spizzy's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drink Spizzy on Instagram.
Drink Spizzy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually it's considered Camp Springs off of Allentown Way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's solid. You're a smoothie person.
Yeah.
We got good smoothies and stuff there. And I'm pretty sure the food, the guy that cooks the stuff is pretty good too.
Cool.
Looks good.
I bet.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. So before we close out, we want to shout out, give our little sis, well, your little sis, my big sis.
Yeah.
A shout out, Miss Ariel Blake.
Amen.
Who has her own cooking show on Instagram. I think she's on Facebook.
Yep.
I think she's on YouTube. I don't know if she's put her videos on YouTube yet.
I don't know.
But
she's definitely on Instagram.
She's definitely on Instagram. That's where I view her, her stuff. Ariel's Kitchen Show.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yep.
Look that up. She has some awesome content. She's making... I know she just made cinnamon rolls.
Yep.
The other day. She texted me earlier this morning talking about, I think, Asian fried chicken is on the menu coming up soon. So
I'm about to text her and be like, hey,
I know.
I'll be one of your taste people for that episode.
Yeah, man. I was like, yo, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Gotta try that. I've never had Asian fried chicken, so
I'm texting you right now, Ariel, let you know I want to try some of that Asian fried chicken.
Yeah, man. So definitely check her out. She has great content. She's also been going around to several black owned spots and trying out their food too and posting some promos on her Instagram. So check out her Instagram, Ariel's Kitchen Show. Awesome content. Great food that she has on there. And definitely check her out. Check out her videos and try cooking along with her. Because she breaks it down.
Yeah, I don't think she's done beef patties yet, has she?
She has not.
I'm waiting for that
episode. I think she's probably, she may be trying to like.
that's her secret sauce.
Yeah,
that's
her secret
one
sauce right there. She's trying to probably trying to
she ain't gonna
hide that from people.
Yeah, that's the cat out that's that the day. Aerial special. When she shows up with the beef patty, the party's really going down.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
Oh man!
All right, guys. Just a reminder to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Leave us a rating or review, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday.
See you.
Peace.